I've been deeply involved with the YWCA in establishing a non-residential. I learned a great deal. Pittsburgh, from the mayor on down, to get Pittsburgh money, poverty money, Allegheny County money. One of the interesting experiences I had was to present our plan for a non-residential center to the Allegheny County Board for the Office of Economic Opportunity, of which my husband said, because then the president. And I remember it being a most interesting experience, and it was such an exciting program that the press reporter who was present wrote it up in great detail, and it just looked so fine, and I will never forgive the bureaucratic jumbles which prevented us from eventually getting the money. But I did learn a lot on trips to various agencies in Washington as well as in Pittsburgh. I was at one time on the board of the Women's Division of the United Jewish Federation. I was a board member of the School Volunteer Association, started by Lynn Gray, who became a member of council because of its interest in the school problems. As president of council, I was a board member of the Squirrel Hill branch of the Jewish Community Center. I was on a task force on services to children and families, Health and Welfare Planning Association of Allegheny County. I've served on the Planning and Allocations Committee of the United Way of Allegheny County. I was on the Joint Committee on Public Welfare, organized by Health and Welfare Planning Association, and went to Harrisburg at one point with a contingent of interesting people, including Senator Hines, to get welfare grants restored to people in Pennsylvania. There has been a budget snafu, as there is almost every year. I was chairperson of a committee on second careers for women, which was conducted by the Health and Welfare Planning Association of Allegheny County. And I was a board member of the Allegheny Children and Youth Services Council, which is in operation. I'm not going into detail on some of these other boards because I don't think my contribution is